John pushed the door open with his boot, and Kate covered him with her rifle. The two stepped inside the darkness of the house's maw. Though it was midday, the gloom inside the narrow little building was thick, almost tangible. Highfather glanced to Warren, and they took up fields of cover, back to back with each other, the sheriff to the right of the door, the deputy to the left. There, steady, rhythmic creaking had an association in Highfather's brain with a body swaying at the end of a rope. It made his neck ache. An old man lurched slowly in a rocking chair. His eyes were glassy and vacant. Tears streamed down his ashen, wrinkled face. He had a joyless grin.
Howdy, Sheriff. Deputy. Come on in. Sit a spell. Everyone's welcome.
On Kate's side, she saw a small parlor to the left of the door. There was a table with four people seated around it. They were playing cards, but something was very wrong. The quartet was made up of two men who looked like cowboys, a woman who Kate thought she recognized as a working girl from the Dove's Roost, and a 10-year-old girl she had seen a few times around the town with her mother. All four held hands of playing cards, but many of the cards in their hands were facing the wrong way, as if they were merely going through the motions of the game. All four turned their heads to stare blankly at Kate and Highfather. They were all smiling the same emotionless grin that the old man had on his face. All of them had unfocused eyes.
Yes, please. Come join us.
Kate felt something slither past her boot.
John!
She bumped into his back, lowering her rifle and firing a round at the floor.
The floor!
Kate's bullet pulped a long, rope-like tendril, like something from a plant. The tendril spattered across the wooden floor from which it had seemingly grown out of. Highfather shifted, his six gun suddenly in his hand, and fired at another of the sickly green strands that wriggled across the floor toward him. The vine was destroyed. Highfather and Warren circled one another, back to back. More of the tendrils sprouted out of the wooden floor and moved toward the pair. The seated card players and the old man in the rocking chair all stood and began to move jerkily toward the lawman. As they stood, Kate now noticed each person had a thick, undulating vine running from their backs to the heaving, pulsating floorboards. The room was getting unnaturally warm, and the air seemed thicker, almost choking.
It's so much easier if you don't fight.
John fired into a pair of the vines trying to attach to Kate. He hit one, which splattered. He managed to catch the other in his gloved hand. The vine hissed at him and thrashed to be free of his grip. It had a sucker-like mouth ringed in sharp, hooked fangs, dripping some mucousy-looking substance. John yanked it free of the floor, and it sprayed the green goo and went limp in his hand. Kate cocked the Winchester and fired repeatedly as the vines hurled toward them. The two cowboys, glassy-eyed and grinning, awkwardly drew their own guns, leveling them at Kate and Highfather.